East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Human remains have been discovered on a Durban beach. Marshal Security's Andreas Matios says fishermen at Virginia Beach in Durban North made the grim discovery this morning.
They had spotted what seemed like to be a body floating just in the surf off Virginia Beach. Our emergency dispatch center then dispatched the special operations team together with other paramedic first responders who arrived on scene. Then the life-saving club together with other members entered the water and brought the remains of what looks like a male to the shoreline.
Matios says it's believed the body had been in the water for some time.
The SAPS search and rescue team is also on scene, and at this stage the area has been cordoned off so that they can conduct their final investigation.
It's the second body recovered from coastal waters in KZN. Yesterday, remains were found at Pennington Beach on the south coast, where rescuers have been searching for two people since last Thursday. On the south coast, it was the swift response of an NSRI team and lifeguards that helped save three lives at Uvongo Main Beach last night. The National Sea Rescue Institute's Shelly Beach Station says the incident happened just before 7 p.m. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The station commander says NSRI drowning prevention officer Nkazimulo Nyawose raised the alarm after witnessing three people in distress in the water. Nyawose was inspecting rescue buoys at the time. The institute says two 20-year-old women had been caught in rip currents while they were swimming. A young man who went in to help also got into difficulty. Although Uvongo lifeguards had gone off duty at 6 p.m., some were still nearby and responded immediately. The NSRI said the team managed to bring all three safely to shore. One of the women was treated for non-fatal drowning symptoms and taken to hospital in a stable condition. The other two people weren't injured. Lon Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
A report is warning that artificial intelligence is rapidly raising cybersecurity risks across Africa. Nearly 60% of African companies say they experienced AI-powered cyber attacks in the past year, yet only half prioritize AI-driven defenses. The study by the Boston Consulting Group says skills shortages, limited budgets, and outdated tools are major weaknesses. The group has cautioned that AI-enabled fraud, deepfakes, and adaptive malware are accelerating threats and has urged leaders to strengthen AI-based cybersecurity strategies. And schools and public institutions have been shut in northern Syria as sporadic clashes between government troops and Kurdish-led forces continue into their second day. State media there is reporting that the skirmishes in Aleppo have killed nine people. The two sides have so far failed to implement a March deal to merge the Kurds' semi-autonomous administration and military into Syria's new government. The Kurds are pushing for decentralized rule, an idea which Syria's new authorities have rejected. A representative of the Kurds' autonomous administration in Damascus says there are efforts towards de-escalation. It's hot and humid in northeastern KZN today, while the northwestern parts have been put on a level 2 alert for severe thunderstorms forecast for this afternoon. Durban, currently a high of 28, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 29. The top story, human remains have been discovered at a Durban beach. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.